And now Top of the Pops takes a look at a recent news story which reported that the animals, or at least their music, had been responsible for inciting riots in San Francisco. What's the truth about this, Eric?
Well, we don't really know. We just woke up one morning to find newspaper reports that we were in San Francisco. Actually, I was in bed.
But where were you in bed?
In London.
Ah, well.
So all I can think is that some group has been impersonating us.
There. Does this happen at all, to your knowledge, in the States?
Well, we found that it does in America. A lot of certain acts sell their names, mm-hmm. and other people perform for them.
So you never know whether it's the real thing or not. Well, this is the real thing here, folks. He's an Eric type animal.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were in Britain when this happened, so it's nothing to do with you at all.
Nope.
Very glad to hear it. Eric Burden, that is. We've had a lot of inquiries about where exactly you and the boys come from. Can you fill in the details?
Well, from Tyneside area in general, you know, Newcastle.
Well, now that you've travelled all over the country and all over the world, in fact, is there anything that you remember that's particularly special about the Tyneside scene, the pop music scene there?
The beer.
Anything else?
Tyneside music scene, isn't it?
Yeah, the music scene, sorry. Oh, I see what you mean, yeah. It was particularly good in the fact that we had sort of every section of beat and jazz music being performed there 2 years ago was represented there in Newcastle by different units, whether from modern jazz to rock and roll, you know.
Now, last time we talked, you mentioned the great admiration for Fats Domino. Your new record, I think you probably agree, has got a very Domino kind of style about it, although it's a Sam Cooke number, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Was this deliberate?
No, not really. It just coincidence, really, you know.
Yeah. And we're all very sorry that this is the last time organist Alan Price will be with the group. Right, let's hear the boys now with C.C. Ryder. Eric Burden, can you tell us anything about it?
Yes, written by the same people who wrote The Righteous Brothers' big hit.
Love and Feeling.
Yeah.
What did they do, send this over for you?
Well, they asked if we would be interested in it. At first we said no because it was all, you know, 18 basses and thousands of tambourines and things. And then we thought, oh, we might as well try it. And with just 4 instruments, it ended up like it does now.
Now, one of the most serious thinkers about pop music in this country is Eric Burden, lead singer with The Animals. Now, Eric, I know you've been talking for some time about getting into the movie business. What exactly would you like to do?
Well, we'd like to do a documentary film on the differences between America and England at the moment, as far as the music.
And pop music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they've got so many great artists there, and there's still streets ahead of us, musically, I think.
And yet our music's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, like explain how this came about. Mm-hmm. Show kids at 15 years of age, a few years back, how they sort of collected Chuck Berry records and used to go, you know, mad for waiting for the next release coming. And this is how we learned how to play that music, by listening and learning so much. You know.
Should make a very interesting film. Do you think it's likely to happen?
Well, I certainly hope so. It's one of my ambitions. It's one of all our ambitions to do it.
But how far advanced is it?
Well, we're in the, you know, talking stages about it, and we're going to investigate television companies who might want to buy the film.
Yeah.
It's no good making it if there's no market for it. We just don't want to sit in
a black
room by ourselves and say, oh, this is what we've done.
Good.